We're live.
You've been pushing all the buttons. And now it starts. We have a Dradcast to do. And so part of that is me. And I'll tell you that the best part about having me on the show is I am so not as smart as the rest of them. But I will tell you this, that from where I sit and from what I have done and from all of the things I have done, entirely all of it has come from my experiences in creating a blog and sharing that blog with the universe. Everybody who knows me and everybody who said, I would love to be a guest on your show or do this thing or be part of you, I would love to give you a free something, all came from the blogging world. All came from writing stories that helped other people and doing stuff good. The beauty of it all to me is that this whole opportunity has been built around the democratization based on this software, wherein we don't have to care about the software. We have to care about what it allows us to do and what it delivers to us. So the value, the worth, the insane amount of spread of wealth that has come from the opportunity to do something useful for other people and to do something in a creative and new way comes through just great people making great technology, but mostly how you apply that to your daily life and what you do to make it worth it. I'm Chris Brogan, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drag.
For the Dradcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders. Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly. We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Trey Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
This ish just got real, and welcome to episode 54 of the Dradcast. Here we are, Brad and Dre kicking it again. Man, Brad, what's going on with you, brother?
We're back. Oh, baby, I survived New York City, WordCamp New York this past weekend. Had a great time, saw a lot of new old friends, met a lot of new friends, talking WordPress. It was great to see a WordCamp back in New York, so
they have
had
like
a really good time.
43 tracks again with about 140 sessions. Is that what they wrote this year?
No. They toned it down. So we 4 tracks, much more manageable. Great keynote by Boone, who was a past host on this show. A lot of hosts, actually. Had a lot of people mention Dradcast, saying they enjoy the show, they enjoy listening, keep up the great great guests. And I would say we are definitely doing that with this week's host, wouldn't you?
I think so, and hopefully we pick up at least one more regular listener. Look, it's business strategy meets powerful personal development. Through courses, consulting, and coaching, folks, he's an advisor and strategist to professionals and owners. This man has consulted with companies like Disney, Microsoft, Google, even Motorola. He's the New York Times best-selling author of 7 books and counting, including Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth, CEO of Human Business Works, and blogger at Chris Brogan. No one better than this all-around badass himself, Chris Brogan. What is going on, man?
Man, I'm bad. I have not been to a WordCamp since John Hawkins out in Vegas, but I'm so happy to be in this very small camp with a very small tent. It's a good place to be.
I like it.
Camp, right?
Yeah, that's it, man. You've started a couple camps of your own over the years, haven't you?
I co-founded PodCamp with Christopher Penn. We were at a bar camp, and 2 things were really clear. A lot of people in that room were a lot smarter than me, at least. And then also, these people just wanted to talk about things like the kernel that you use to write Java. And, you know, I was just smiling politely, like, that'll be helpful. And so we started PodCamp September of 06, and then we open sourced the whole concept, and it's been worldwide ever since. There's been hundreds of PodCamps all over the world, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand. It's just crazy time, so it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, we've got a lot to talk about, and I'm excited. I'm excited about hopefully attending a PodCamp at one point in my life. That'd be definitely suited direction that that Brad and I are going with Dradcast.
We might learn a thing or two about what we're doing here.
we need to learn more than a thing or two, Brad, I'll tell you that much. Before we kick this off, though, Brad, I want to know what everybody's sipping on, brother.
Hey, what you sipping on?
I should have grabbed a beer, but I didn't again. I keep doing that. I made another pact. I'm actually growing my beard out one more time, folks. Last time I lost 60 pounds when I did it and earned gold at the Las Vegas Open. I'm a blue belt now, and I want to get down another 15 pounds, and I want to get a blue belt gold. So I am back off the sauce. I'm having a simple Diet Coke today. That's what we're rolling with.
I guess we could let that slide since it's for a good cause, right? We'll let it slide.
Hey, yo.
I'll make up for it, though. Since you're not drinking, I'll have a double. I actually have my slick little Buddy Press glass here. Drink a little Captain Morgan spiced rum.
There you go.
Wow, I like the Captain Morgan premise. I'm kind of two-fisting it. I guess I could lie and pretend that there's rum in this and gin in this, but I've got a little bit of Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, and that's pretty much grown-up Kool-Aid, you know, like Crystal Light. But I can pretend.
Pretending is good. I like the creativeness. I think we need to jump right into this. There's a lot to talk about. Chris, we got a lot of awesome questions. We want to hear just some of the amazingness that comes out of your mouth. This is going to be good. So really, I mean, a lot of accolades. I mean, best-selling books to successful businesses, coaching and empowerment just through the different discussions and events that you attend and talk at and speak at. I mean, keynotes, you name it. These are not certainly not accolades of a mere mortal. How does one even venture or attempt at starting such a journey? Where did you start? How did this kick off? And how did you get involved with the internet?
There really couldn't be anyone less deserving of all the success I've had. There really couldn't. I started blogging way back in 1998 when I was journaling. Even before that, I was involved in all these various online communities. So I was like on bulletin board services way back in the day, dial-up modem bulletin board services. And then AOL was magical and all that. So I've known for a long time that online communities were where it's at. I really believed in that. And so when I got involved in things like blogging back when it was journaling, and when I finally got into, you know, blogger.com and all the other, you know, prototypical, protoplasmic platforms, you know, I learned that community was great. And I mean, everything that I see out there, I mean, we are starting to like amass our little connections, you know, Matt Medeiros' Matt Report and all that. You've got all these people all over the web. He told me to slide that in there.
I had a feeling Matt was involved with that.
He just had to do it.
I had to, man. Matt's a brother, though. I mean, you know, it's an interesting band out there. But no, I have all these opportunities to connect with people, and every time, it's amazing how all of these things all work together, because my community that I have the pleasure and opportunity to serve just really came out of empowering and equipping them. I mean, I especially just kept making ideas that were useful to other people. And so for the first many years, people were just like, wow, this is useful stuff. And then over some time, then people would show up and go, oh, I'm smarter than you, Chris Brogan, so you should come to my website and learn from me, because taking what Chris did 2 years ago, and I'm going to do it right now. And so they would like talk about how bad I was, and they'd write posts about how bad I was and stuff. So as it just kept evolving, I just kept getting these great opportunities. I mean, would you like to interview the chairman of Disney? Sure I would. Why wouldn't I? You know, and would you like to hang out with the chairman of General Motors? I mean, that guy's, if you lose a job at GM, 11 other jobs vanish out of the U.S. economy. And this guy gave me like a half an hour of his day or whatever. Governor Perry from Texas let us in his office. We were supposed to be there 6 minutes, and next thing you know, it was like 30 minutes or something. I mean, all of those things all came from the power of blogging and the power of using these platforms to make stuff happen.
That's amazing. I mean, it's really neat to hear those stories, because I think a lot of people out there kind of, they obviously envy where you're at and the position you're in, and they kind of feel like it's an unachievable goal to get out there like you are. And at the end of the day, you really started just by writing, and it grew from there. And I think it's pretty inspiring to hear when people hear stories like that. Like, it's not just overnight all of a sudden everyone knew who you were, right? You kind of started with just getting your words, getting your voice out there.
And I wish everybody knew where I was. You know, that took so long. It was a really long climb, and it's funny, you know, it's funny how many times people have, quote, discovered me. When Om Malik one day just sort of looked at my stuff and went, Chris Brogan. And then, you know, Steve Rubell, like all these names that, especially like 2005 and way back in the day, Steve Rubell, that Chris Brogan, he seems kind of smart. You know, Scoble would say something, or Scoble would write, you know, Chris Brogan is wrong. And then like everybody would come to my blog and it'd be like, yeah, and they'd stay with me. So everyone discovered me like over and over and over again. And I just kept feeling like, man, I've always been here, and I get it, you know, but it's been, the only thing I've been really consistent on is that I just love people. You know, I just love connecting. I love helping. And while other people are worrying about their personal brand, I'm worrying about just helping people. And that is the personal brand. That's how I make the money. That's how people want to do things with me. And I do that other weird thing. I share the stage.
Well, sharing the stage is helpful. And in fact, I appreciate you sharing the stage with us this next hour. I want to talk a bit about technology. I mean, for me, one of the three really core principles that help you drive success or a business drive success are people, process, and technology. How does that all come together for you? Because certainly the people and that interaction, that connectivity that you help create and that interaction that you're involved in is certainly a big force and ultimately where you make your money. But there's more to it than that. There certainly has to be a process that's a repeatable process to enable them to do things that have helped you become successful. And there's tools that you need to do that with. You've been around blogging for a long time. In fact, we had some discussions about some of the old school stuff that we were doing back in the day, well predating any of the content management systems that we deal with today, excitingly enough. How did that all come together? What are those things that have really helped you along the way, if I may ask?
No, absolutely. I mean, even way back before even blogging, like on a website, like using WYSIWYG tools, like I was talking about, and using like tables, like spreadsheet to make the web, the way I was using all that was just to really connect with people and share ideas that I thought were helpful. And I did that when I was using bulletin board services. I did that when I used AOL. Process-wise, what I've always tried to do is do something that's going to help other people grow in some way. I just felt like that was such a great gateway drug. Like the more I could sort of push that bunch of knowledge and skill for free 90%+ of the time, the more I could earn, you know, a lot more attention. And as people say to me, you know, well, I saw this about, you know, I'll give you an example. There's a blog post on my website on chrisbrogan.com that is almost every day the number one blog post on my site, and it is 100 blog posts I wish you'd write. And it's basically a list of blog ideas. There's 100 of them. And so that is the number one thing, and I wrote it years ago now. And Julian Smith a bunch of years ago was doing some analysis on my site. He goes, you know, you ought to make a course about blog topics. And that's actually when I started making courses to sell. It was just based on that one little concept, and it worked really well. And so in process, that's how I did it. And with regards to technology, I mean, one of my favorite things to do when I keynote speak anywhere is I say, hey, how many people in the room feel like they know me long before they walked into this room? And a lot of hands will go up, and I'll be like, you know, because you read my blog, because you saw me on Instagram all sweaty and whatever. Like, you know, it's this incredible distributed humanity that happens. But then the other thing I point out to people, again, back to people, is that the other way that I really crushed it, you know, to use Gary's phrase, was I showed up at all these events. Back when I had like no money at all and the plane ticket there, I sometimes didn't have money for the food, and I would even fake my way into the hotel because my, you know, check hadn't cleared or whatever that month. But I would be, you know, going, I was like, man, I hope there's some food at this conference because otherwise I'm going to eat toothpaste this trip. And, you know, I was doing it. And the reason I did it was because the more times people could put the hand in my hand, as also having read my stuff, that concrete feeling, that cementing of relationship is what made the business start to happen faster.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I feel like there's a lot of similarities between kind of your story and what you're saying there and the open source world and kind of contributing back. And I think that's kind of, especially obviously as the podcast about WordPress, we're very big on open source. And the whole open source mentality is, you know, give back, you know, give back to the community, help people, you know, share your code. And like you said, at the end of the day, there's a lot of very successful people in this community that got to where they are just by, you know, contributing to WordPress core, sharing their code or helping other people along the way and kind of growing like you did, where 90% of what they're doing maybe has kind of contributed to helping them, you know, pay the bills. So it's very, a lot of similarities in that story there. It's pretty cool to hear.
That's me, an open source businessman.
Hey-o. Open source business, man. Well, blogging certainly has expanded some of your relationships. We talked a little bit about the tool sets and how maybe the glue to everything that you've created and how you've helped people. But you've stemmed into a long relationship with some folks that we all know who they went into partnership with Studio Press, Copy Blogger folks, and Clark and the amazing people over there and some of the awesome things that they've done. How did that relationship come about? Because you seem to have some pretty close ties to them. I'd love to hear some of that.
Oh, man. So one of my favorite repeating stories is I used to just dog Brian Clark's comments at CopyBlogger all the time. And I used to beg for his theme. I was like, just give me that theme, man. Just give me, I could do anything with that theme. And to his, you know, we love saying this at speeches and stuff like that. Brian loves to stand up and say, I told everybody that Chris Brogan wasn't going to make it. Like, he absolutely was a big loser or whatever, and he was just not going to be very successful. And he loves to bring it up as often as he can because obviously it turned out a little differently. But, I mean, I just loved what he had to say back in the day. Remember when Brian used to write his own blog? Oh, yeah. I mean, that was awesome. I tease him about that all the time. But, you know, he saw really early on, everything that I've ever done seems to be either like 10 years after Seth Godin did it or, you know, 5 years after Brian Clark did it. So I just pick up their scraps and seem smarter, you know. So Brian said, you know, I really just do everything in service of the community that I'm in front of, and that's why CopyBlogger does what it does. And then he says, I think I'm going to make a software company. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, because, I mean, I've got lots of stuff. And that's what, you know, he started building and acquiring and acquiring and building. And, I mean, he's built quite a good platform out of all that stuff. So we've known each other on and off like that. We did this project together called Third Tribe. It was himself, myself, and Darren Rouse. And it was a membership forum thing. And, oh, my gosh, it was, I was like, you know, we were getting pretty good money split between us to do it. And then it all just, like, collapsed like things sometimes do. But, you know, I would never bet against him. I would say that, you know, we haven't been as connected as we had been in the past, but I would say that me porting chrisbrogan.com off of Synthesis, which is one of his platforms, onto Rainmaker, which is his new platform, most definitely secures that relationship for a lot longer.
The often heard but seldom seen Maker platform, and I know it's we talked a little bit before the show that it's not actually publicly available yet, but there are a few select people like yourself and a few others that are on it. Anything you could tell us about it? I don't know if it's tight lips or anything like that, but what are just initial thoughts? How's it going?
Yeah, no, I don't have any gag order that I could think of. I don't know if I'm supposed to show you the back end or anything, but I mean, what's really great about it is that, you know, people who, you know, pay attention to the Dradcast don't find WordPress especially complex, but remember that mere mortals do, and mere mortals go, oh, there's a lot of buttons, I don't know what to do. This is like drop-dead simple, and it's, there's always that sort of complaint that even if the themes are preset and all that, that, you know, that you still don't look good without a developer and a designer. And I'll argue that that might still be true. Rafal Tamal did an amazing job making my site look very unique, even though it's running on their platform with a preset theme. But I can say that, you know, the layout, the whole content platform, the conversion system that's in there, there's all kinds of stuff hooked towards business. And that's what I was saying, too, is that it feels like WordPress more and more just enables and empowers really great business connectivity. As Dre said, you know, more like an application framework allows us to do so many more things. And that's pushing the sort of more pedestrian user of WordPress onto other platforms, perhaps like the Tumblrs and the like.
Yeah, I think it's you're right. It's something that, you know, someone who uses WordPress day in, day out, we often forget, like you said, that the back end seems extremely intuitive to someone like myself or Dre or anyone that uses WordPress on a daily basis. But to a you know, an average user that just logs in for the first time, it's not that intuitive. I remember a story I like to tell is when I first started using WordPress, I couldn't figure out how to get to the dashboard. I had to search, like, what is the URL to get the dashboard, and it seems silly, but trying to even search on a Google was extremely hard to find the answer to, you know, and it was just something everybody takes for granted. Oh, it's WP-admin, of course. Like, no, normal users don't know that. So it's, I could see a lot of platforms kind of go in that angle because WordPress is so hot these days. It's powering, you know, 1 in 5 sites. So I think a lot more tailored experiences in the dashboard, I think, is definitely a vertical that we're going to see a lot more of in the very near future. And Rainmaker seems to be the one that's all the buzz right now.
Well, I mean, anything Brian touches is certainly going to be a lot more buzzy than other people who, you know, make an attempt like this. But like I was saying earlier, John Hawkins was telling me about this with 9Seeds and what he does years ago. And he was like, you know, yeah, I get paid by people to make WordPress less daunting. And he was just essentially ripping a lot of functionality out and hiding it in white space. And that's technically what Rainmaker does as well. And then John was sort of adding in, you know, newly coded stuff. So, I mean, there's people out there who are doing something very similar in different ways. But in all cases, I mean, where I ever get into fights with technologists is when they do things sort of from a developer point of view, not a business point of view. It's always in service of business to me. And if you don't do it that way, that's when you run into some weird anomalies and oddities. And so to me, there always kind of has to be both heads on.
Very cool. So let's talk about your books. You obviously have quite a few out there. In your most recent book, which I am very intrigued by, is called Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth, Entrepreneurship for Weirdos, Misfits, and World Dominators. And to be honest, I have not read the book yet, but I've read quite a few reviews. And I got to be honest, this seems to be a really perfect book for the WordPress community, because there are certainly a lot of freaks and misfits and weirdos in the sense of how you describe them. So why don't we talk about your book a little bit? What is your definition of a freak?
Freak is someone who has pretty much like a tattoo level obsession with the quality of the kind of business that they want to do, and with very specific people and in their own way. And you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, people who are necessarily blue purple hair, you know, dragon riders type people. It could be very normal people. Mitch Jackson, who's California's number one leading trial attorney, considers himself a freak because he does things different than a typical trial attorney. Rod Burkett and Mel Abraham run a certified public accountant podcast where they talk to other accountants, but they consider themselves freaks. So it's really fun to me who kind of fits into that. But more and more, our new tools and technologies and services, which of course definitely applies to the WordPress community, allow us to be exactly who we want to be with whom we want to be it. So I was interviewing, it hasn't come out yet on my show yet, but Paul Budnitz, who founded Kid Robot, amongst other things, which is the cool vinyl toy collecting company. And he has Budnitz Bicycles, where he makes cruiser bikes, you know, the sort of one gear, have a nice day kind of bikes that hip people use in the city. His bikes are like $5,000 a bicycle because he just wanted to build this bike that he wanted, and it turned out people wanted them just like that. Way back in the day, he made a feature film on a Macintosh, won all kinds of awards on it. And you know what was cool about Paul? Paul has a new social platform that he just built called Ello, and I think it's like ELLO.co, and it's not quite open, but it's somewhere between, say, like Twitter and Tumblr. And he builds very specific things that allow him to connect with the kinds of people he wants to connect with in very tight level projects. One of his really old businesses, which is similar to Mark Echo, who I interviewed in the book, he was selling redone Air Jordans that he had sort of painted and designed himself for $16,000 a pop to guys in Japan. And so Paul has like always found these like niche communities that he cared about and connected with them. And so Freaks is about that. Freaks is about not the multi-gazillion customer type businesses, but the right thousand type of businesses.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know in the WordPress community, it's interesting because we have like the commercial side of WordPress is a very young industry. It's only really been high profile for the last couple of years. I mean, a few years ago, there was only a handful of people actually making money off of WordPress in any like, you know, kind of decent scale. And I feel like there are kind of a lot of those, you know, freaks, as you call them, in our space, because as people, especially now as WordPress has gotten so popular in the last few years, people are looking for that. You know, there's theme shops are a dime a dozen at this point. You know, there's millions of themes out there you can buy. So now people are really trying to focus on what is that niche that I can hit? Like, what is that target that I can hit and that I can go after? And we're seeing this, Trey and I talk a lot about this on the show, you know, building sites, building themes for specific verticals versus a theme for everybody. And I think it's to your point about focus on that select thousand versus, you know, billions of people. Like, focus on this one specific vertical. Have maybe a higher price point because you are focused on that and you're going to provide a much more tailored product. It's just intriguing. I definitely do want to pick up your book now after I've been looking at all the reviews and stuff, because I think there's a lot to be learned, a lot of overlap with what we're doing as a community.
I'm very fortunate because James Altucher said it is pretty much the Bible for entrepreneurship. He thinks it's a great book that walks you right through all the steps. And it might help, you know, the developer community, because a lot of times they're not necessarily business-minded or business-focused. Sometimes they even think of that as a negative. And you know what? I think being paid to do the kind of work you want to do is a good plan. I was thinking about two very specific freak-minded businesses. I wrote about one in my book. John Saddington launched PressGram, which is essentially he made his own Instagram that is basically a WordPress theme and has a mobile, you know, has an app that goes with it, but also, you know, plays a WordPress theme, you know, against it and all that. And it's very nicely made, and it is Instagram without Instagram. And so some people would love that because then they have control of the whole platform. And my friend Hugh McGuire does PressBooks, which is a WordPress platform that allows you to write and mint books that you can then spit out on the Amazon platform and all that. So I use both of those services, and I think that there are so many ways to use these tools to spit out stuff that's not necessarily the original intent of the platform, but that actually is really handily served by the platform. And I think that, you know, in both of those cases, there's some really good business application and some good reason to John makes all his money now that he can stay home and do the projects at home and take care of his kids and all that. And, you know, I mean, who doesn't want that? Who's like, I can't wait to drive 80 miles to an office?
it's American dream. Work in your pajamas, right?
if you had pajamas, yes.
Oh, and I know another underlining kind of topic within the book is community, and you mentioned this earlier on when we were talking. Community is obviously a very big focus in what you do. That's apparent by your site, your blogs, your book. But how community is kind of, it's such an important piece that I think a lot of people overlook with whatever business they're in, whether it's online business or not, you know, just kind of the community around what you're doing. So maybe you speak a little bit about, you know, what, and you already touched on some of those topics, but what, you know, what is it around the community and specifically things that maybe people overlook that they really should be focusing on?
You know, the weirdest thing is how when people say they don't understand community and then when they want people to buy their stuff and no one shows up, they're like, how come no one comes to buy my thing? Well, it's like having a parade, but there's no one in the parade but you. Like, that's not a parade. That's a weird person. Right? So, but where people get community wrong is they think it's their community. They think they are the reason that there's a community, and it's not. It's a community you have the pleasure and honor to serve. And I make that, it's such a long phrase, but I say it every single time because Jack and I were at this event in, like, I don't know, 2011 or something like that. And this woman, I was on this panel with this woman. I just kind of wanted to hit her just a little, or whatever the polite version of hit a woman is, because she kept saying, my community, my community, my community. And I was just like, you make me angry right now. Like, I'm going to turn into the Hulk. Yeah, and she kept using it like, you know, my community will go defend me if I have a hater or something like that. And I was like, don't do that. A community is something you have the pleasure to serve. Now, not all that community is somebody who buys your stuff, but all that community is somebody who takes advantage of what you're sharing, what you're learning. So some of them spread your stuff. Some of them you actually help. This is a weird concept, but you can actually help them and you know, help them grow and mentor them and whatever without needing their money. And then some of them actually are your buyer. So there's the marketplace and there's the community. The marketplace is smaller, the community is bigger. And if you don't nurture that and you just show up, then everything goes awry. And I'll tell you, I've had so many experiences like that where, you know, for instance, Harvey McKay, one of the most legendary salespeople in the world, you know, he gets paid gazillions of dollars to speak everywhere. He reached out to me personally and said, can I go on your podcast? I need your people to know who I am. And I was like, I love you. I would absolutely, any day. And, you know, Paulo Coelho, he was on with me. I mean, he's got a world record because his book has been translated in more languages than even the Bible. And, you know, he likes to hang out online with me and talk with me because I have a different set of friends than he's used to having and all that. Now he doesn't need me at all. I mean, he's got like 10 million people following him all over the social nets. But, you know, we had some fun. So I guess the answer to that is that these tools now allow us a level of community that never existed before. I was a dude who was raised in Maine. There were two conversations up there, Van Halen versus Led Zeppelin, Mustang versus Camaro. And my answers were Van Halen and Camaro. That was
it. Yes, Camaro guy. To
talk about. So that was it.
I like it. No, that's great. And, I mean, the community, obviously, WordPress would not be where it's at without the community. I mean, I think anyone that's involved in WordPress at any level understands that. The community is the reason it's where it's at. And it's the reason so many people really enjoy getting involved in the WordPress community. And I think the open source community in general, I think it's not just WordPress. It's really kind of around that open source mentality. So community's big with us. It's big on the show. It's big with everyone listening.
Well, it's expanded enough. And when you think about community in the WordPress space, I mean, it's not just about the platform anymore. The many successes that the platform has seen over the last 11 years has been because of that really strong community and the ability to work together and serve each other and serve the platform. Even at the event level, we've gotten to the point where there's 70, 80 WordPress-specific events, if not more, worldwide now every year. I know that Brad and I, we've attended quite a few. Chris, you talked about some ones that you've attended.
Chris only goes to Vegas, so
it's a smart guy. If I did the same, I'd probably be all right. but this is, you know, it is about the community. Let's talk a bit about events, though. I mean, do you see a lot of events still? I mean, I know in the last few years when we've interacted, you were all over the place. I mean, how does that work for you? Is that something that drives you? Is there any specific events that you like getting involved with or you really, really enjoy most?
I like the events that pay me. Those are good.
That's kind of kick-ass.
I'm a professional speaker, so that counts. But, you know, for instance, I don't know, you know, this thing's live now. I'm going to Podcast Movement down in Texas, you know, Dallas. That to me is like, I'm so excited because the kids doing that, Gary Leland and Jared Easley and everybody, like, it's what PodCamp was about too. It's just a different angle on it, and I love that they put it together. I think there's different ways to do different events. So believe it or not, the places I go more often than not now, none of the cool kids are there. So I'm at, like, you know, retail shopping events, glass, the glass makers industry, the people who make this kind of glass, you know, not, you know, windows. although some of them did. They made windows for skyscrapers and crap like that. And, you know, you'd think it was boring. No way. It's like crazy space science fiction crap, you know. And that's where I go. One, because that's where the money is. Two, that's where the innovations happen. It's not at our stupid events. But when I go to events, like, I don't have anything great to offer WordCamps. I'm just like a user. But, you know, when I go to the events that I go to, what I'm looking for is the community connectivity, because I want to leave with a bunch of other people's cards so that we can talk afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going for those nuggets. I need some great nuggets. I was just at a regional sales training with Jack in Indianapolis. I learned more in the evening event, which was kind of for like a certain level of salesperson. I learned more in that nighttime event than I have in like 25 conferences about how to do better business. And I think that I'm going to look like I'm from the future when I, you know, start unleashing this crap on we nerds, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we skipped over by way of this democracy. That, like, we kind of, it's like being a 9-year-old with a car, right? Like, we could probably do a little better if we had a few more driving lessons. And so I feel like some of the downside of our democracy is that we're a bunch of one-man shows, and also we're not building enough of the business acumen to take great advantage of the tools and the opportunities we do have.
And that, you know, and that, I think those are things that will limit folks even trying to get into the maybe the speaking circuit or events, you know, into going to a lot of events and interacting with folks. Is there anything that you can offer in terms of how someone would maybe take advantage of those tools and those things they're doing to start kind of looking? I love speaking, but I certainly have not had the experience that you have. I don't have any formal education or anything behind that. How do I get involved? How do I get better at those things? How do I get involved into doing what Chris is doing? I want to speak for money one day, damn it.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, I mean, there's a couple of good books to buy on this that would really help you out. One of them is Talk Like TED, which is Carmine Gallo's book about speaking. And then the other is Power Cues by Dr. Nick Morgan. And the both books are very, very helpful in helping you tighten up your message. What separates a WordCamp speaker, and I'm not in any way trashing it, thank you, DradCast friends. Yeah. What separates that level of speaking from, like, big stage speaking is that in WordCamp, you're around a bunch of colleagues who really just want to get some good code information out of there. So you allow sloppier presentations. You allow for sort of kind of presentations, or what was I just saying, or let's go down this tangent. Like, that's all part of the game inside of a WordCamp. And I do PodCamp. It's the same thing. So, again, I'm not trashing you WordCampers. However, I took a great, great advanced communications course with Jacqueline, run by Tamsin Webster. I was going to call her by her maiden name. And it's from a company called, she's at Tamadeer on Twitter, Tamadeer. Her company's called Aradium. And I learned so much in that class. It was like a $1,500 or $2,000 class. I would have paid $1 million for what I learned. And I can tell you that that's how to get better. Here's their number one big core tenet. I don't even know if this is like private or something. To powerfully land a small number of big ideas. And that's how every other person speaks poorly and gets it wrong. So in my mind, the big real opportunities to get better at speaking, one, speak a lot. That's one. Two, strip everything down just like a really good clean theme is stripped down and really land the elements you most want to land in that. And I guess as a final, make sure every speech has really actionable takeaways, because the person in the audience isn't there to see your brilliance. They're there to say, wow, Dre and Brad just skilled me up, and I'm going to go out and make millions with what they just taught me.
I like that. That sounds like a whole lot of tacos to me. What is your favorite? What is your favorite keynote you've ever given?
Favorite keynote I've ever given. I have to say it's a toss-up between two, both for the same gentleman. I have no idea how he's brought it out of me. Chris Guillebeau's World Domination Summit 2013, was it, or 12. I did a whole speech on superheroes. I was terrified the whole flight over because I said to Jacqueline, what the hell am I going to tell these people? It's a bunch of purple-haired people who live in their parents' basement, you know, which is almost true. And it was a really awesome speech. I enjoyed myself so much. I laughed the whole time, and they seemed like they liked me. I also really liked my speech at Pioneer Nation. Pioneer Nation is his newest event, which is smaller. Like, because WDS is ridiculous now. It's like 8,000 people or something. beyond that, I can tell you that the next speech I give will be my best one because of the class I got with Iridium, plus those other two books with Nick Morgan and Carmine Gallo. So the next people who get to hear me speak are going to be like, Chris Brogan's awesome.
Well, he's already awesome, and I'm going to buy books, and I'm certainly looking up at Tamadir to check out the advanced communications course she's putting out through her business there. Well, through all of this travel and all the awesome stuff that you're doing, how the hell do you manage this out? One of the themes that I've seen with highly successful people is their time management capabilities. That is why I am unemployed. I tell you now, it's because my time management sucks ass.
Yeah, how to squeeze more hours out of the day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, someone in the WordPress community who actually, congratulations, we're going to talk about this here shortly, who was just hired on a CTO of Crowd Favorite, at Chris Slimma.
Yeah.
He's just a badass when it comes to time management. And the dude squeezes in a nap every day. Like, he's one of my favorite people in the world, and I just don't understand.
It's crazy.
How can be that awesome to take naps during the day? How do you guys do it?
All right, so Chris Lima is like 100 times smarter than me. Like, he and I just had a phone call the other day where I was trying to drop some knowledge on him, and I just kept writing notes that he was telling me. So he's a real smart dude. He also gave me the nicest testimonial ever for my course, Blogging the Master Class, which, you know, he showed like WordPress stats, like how he'd gone up from crap he learned in my class. Like, that's priceless. So thank you, Chris. You know, I'll tell you, one of the secrets I have in the Freak Shall Inherit the Earth is that I schedule my days to 40%, period. If you scheduled your computer to 100% all the time, it would explode in about 11 minutes. And yeah, we schedule our days to like 120%. We're like, I don't know why things don't get done around here, right? You schedule your day to 40%, you can afford a nap. You think that means you're not going to get a lot of business done. It's baloney. You get so much more business done. Here's the thing that's missing. I have a whole new course called The Owner's Path that is based on right this one detail. If you don't have mission-driven execution, like if you don't know your mission inside and out, and if you don't then drive all of the workings of your day around your mission, then you're going to waste time all over the place chasing fly balls, saying yes to stuff you shouldn't say yes to, wondering and researching about stuff that ends up not mattering. You stay cued to your mission, and you have all the time you need because you are working to exactly the place you want to go to. And that's what I've come to learn in the last bunch of days.
I need naps. Long naps would be good. Time for fishing. would be.
Sorry about just, job. All you do is nap. Nap and Facebook is Dre's schedule for the day. That's your 40% is naps and Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Folks, if you're looking for more discussion on the actual time management stuff, the owner's path, and you can probably just head over to chrisbrogan.com to pick that up or to get more information on it, along with a bunch of just other amazing stuff. He's got it right there just under the fold on the site, and you're just not going to be disappointed with the awesomeness. I've got one last question from my side of the world here because it's exciting to me. I've been on a journey the last year to get healthy, to lose weight, to maybe get rid of this damn pony keg into the resemblance of somewhat looking six-pack abs. And I've had a fun time along the way, although I've broken bones and all that. You look amazing, dude. I saw you at Blog World at the beginning of the year, and even from then to now, you just – man, it's exciting to see someone else taking the journey, taking the time to take care of themselves, which just transpires to everything that you're doing. How are you doing this, dude?
Dre, so I just so by the way, by the time you read my intro, from the time you asked me onto the show, I added a new book. So I wrote a new book called Just Start Here with Jacqueline Carley, who's off to my head like here as I'm saying that.
Awesome.
And it's about how I lost the first 60 pounds and what I was going to do to lose the next 40. And she got involved in this company and then immediately after said to me, hey, you got to do this too. And I'm in this 90-day challenge where it's all about getting healthy and fit. And so lose weight or gain muscle, that's the deal. But the cool thing about it, Chris will be nodding along because I already tried to sell him down this whole same path. Basically, for every 10 pounds you lose, 30 meals get given to kids who are dealing with obesity problems as well. So not only are you getting healthy, kids are getting healthy.
That's awesome.
This is the first generation of kids, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids right now, this is the first generation of kids in the world and in the history of all humankind who will not outlive their parents because of obesity problems. And so that, to me, there's two problems going on. We are all paid to sit perfectly still in front of glass all day. That's making us bigger and wider. When I was at Blog World and whatever, like everybody was doing this, including me, you know, and we can't help it. We're all just working on our businesses and we're not thinking I ought to get my body in order. But we need our bodies to move our brains around. And we can't really write WordPress code if we're getting, you know, stents put in us and we're having to deal with, you know, diabetes meds and stuff like that. So I've really made it part of my mission as an owner and helping people own the distance between their fork and their mouth and getting them back healthy. And I've been working, I've got like 40-something people now in the same challenge with me. And a bunch of them have upwards of 100 pounds to lose. And I had a guy tell me that, he may or may not have 5 years left on this planet if he doesn't make some choices. And I'm thinking, if I could help that guy lose 100 pounds or so, that'd be the best thing I ever did. It beats the hell out of writing 100 blog topics I hope you write.
My productivity is shot through the roof, not now that I'm unemployed, but before that, certainly it's amazing how good I feel. Sleep is better. Everything is better. It will change your business. It will change your life. Where can people get more information on the program that you're on, Chris?
You know, do me a favor, go to chrisbrogan.com/thechallenge, and I would love to talk to you about it. I mean it, because the thing is, I have this really crazy goal I'll share with you on the Dradcast. I want to take 10,000 pounds of fat out of our industry. I want you to donate it. I want everybody to challenge with me, and that 10,000 pounds turns into 30,000 meals. It would be so cool to give 30,000 meals to kids dealing with obesity and get your own fat ass butt fixed.
Tell you, this fat ass is getting smaller, so I'm excited about that. But as a father of 5 children, that is exciting to me. I am
great cause.
Check that out. That is
really
amazing. I'll tell you what, exciting discussion. I want to move on, though, here, guys, into this week's pressing topics.
Pressing topics of the week.
I just added one, and we'll talk about it in a second, but more importantly, I think we need to get out that there was a release today. It was a point release for WordPress. 3.9.2 is on the streets. You should have automatically been updated, which is exciting. The auto-update feature in WordPress is pretty sick these days. For those that have it disabled or didn't get auto-updated, make sure you check all your websites to get it up to 3.9.2. There are security implications on that, so you want to make sure, although they're moderate, that you get that squared away immediately. So go check out all your websites, all your customers' and clients' websites today. I want to talk about something that you put on your blog here actually today, in fact, Chris, because this seems to be a growing trend, and I'm going to relate it back to something beyond just the actual interaction and commenting, which leads to the premise of the discussion, is you turned off comments on your site. One of the things that has been an issue with WordPress off and on throughout the years is pingbacks and trackbacks, the spam that you see on there. That certainly has bled over into comments as a security geek. That concerns me. I want to see it all go away. Where can we get it into a control environment? That's something that we need to continue working on. But why? Why, oh my, why did you turn off your comments, big guy?
You know, I have to say that it was almost entirely based on the concept that I was starting to get, the minute I switched over to the platform, I was getting tons of emails saying, dude, there's spam in every single one of your blog comment piles. And I was like, I could spend an hour working on cleaning that all up, or I could spend an hour doing something helpful to my community. And I know where I'd rather spend that hour. And, you know, for some reason, people think that chrisbrogan.com is a perfect place to sell UGG boots. And I don't know why. And between that and the multiple terrorist attacks I've had on my website from the nice folks of Turkey, thank you, country, which Dre's helped dig me out of, you know, back in the day. So believe me, it's the threat is real. I just kind of got sick of it. But I said to people on my blog post, but that's not it. That's not the whole reason, and I would be totally disingenuous if I told you that that's true. Commenting has started happening everywhere. It happens in the Facebook. It happens in the Twitters, in the plus of the Google. You know, it's not just on my blog. And really, I've felt less and less like the commenting section. There's only two people in my commenting section, people trying to lure you to their site or my old faithful best friends who already know how to reach me in other ways. And if they want to say something, they could drop an email or tweet or whatever. I don't mind. And the outrage that came up on Facebook all came from people I don't even know who have not commented on my site in the last year as far as I could tell. And all the support came from the Jeremiah Aoyangs and the Mitch Joels and the other vision type people. I mean, John Hawkins evidently just wandered by and put like on it as well. So I'm seeing vote-wise that people are saying to me, the people that are saying to me I'm Satan, 2 years from now I can tell you for sure. This is middle end of 2014. 2016, there's going to be comments will be kind of a novelty at that point.
You know, and I think the interaction is what concerns a lot of folks that are still really driving the whole comment train, if you will. Well, I'm leading and pushing them off somewhere else. Where's that interaction going to benefit me in terms of monetarily or my business and whole nine? I think the argument should be is the discussion happening at all, right? Like, are you talking at all? Are you still interacting with people, with community? Because if you have that bridge there, I don't know that it's relevant what platform you're using to have that discussion. It's whether or not you're having the discussion at all.
Period. And, you know, I always ask people that because that's one of the number one questions I get sent to me privately in email. I don't get any comments on my blog. What the hell? And I keep saying, do you get paid by comments? Because I don't. If you've got that gig going on, I would love to have that gig because I get $0 per comment. So I would say I don't hear the register ringing. And if I don't hear the cash register ringing, that's a challenge. You don't get any comments, it means either your stuff is lame or it means that they're talking somewhere else about it, but, you know, don't sweat that so bad.
That might be an interesting moment.
A great way to comment is to write a blog post to say Chris Brogan is wrong, and then your take on that side, right? And that's, I mean, honestly, that's some of these comments really probably should be their own blog post. Like, go on your blog, write what you have to say, mention the article you're kind of, you know, talking about, and that's a great way to express your opinion, right?
Seth Godin said that 10 years ago. He said, I don't want to sit around reading why I'm wrong on my own blog. You know, you go write it. It'll be fine.
Right. I tell you, if we can monetize that, though, that'd be an interesting model, man. You know, instead of pay-per-click, I mean, pay-per-comment type stuff, that'd be kind of legit. Let's see what we just did there. Mind blown. Drop the mic. Although, the only one that really pisses me off is the damn terrorists hitting your site. What I tell them is they better watch their asses and may the odds be ever in their favor. Listen, the 3.9.2, you need to go ahead and update that immediately if you haven't done so already. And the last thing I wanted to talk about that we briefly mentioned, I think that we start to see this kind of consolidation of leadership in the WordPress space. Just great minds coming together with other great minds to create great products and services. We saw that this week with Chris Lima as he moved over to CrowdFavorite as their CTO. Now, he's been advising them now for well over a year, so I don't know that it was something surprising to a lot of people, but exciting nonetheless being now a full part of that team. What's your guys' take here? I mean, do you think the amazing stuff that he was doing part-time already, do you think that now just triples as he starts to concentrate on WordPress stuff all day, all the time?
Go ahead, Brad.
I think it's amazing for Chris and everybody involved. I mean, we know how, we all know Chris, we all know how passionate he is, we know the knowledge that he has and brings to the table. I mean, all of his passion on kind of the WordPress side of things, and a lot of people don't realize he's had a full-time job doing something completely non-WordPress for well before he got into WordPress. So I can't even fathom where this is going to go for him, because just the bit we've seen from him doing in his extra time after his normal 9-to-5 has been truly amazing. So what's going to happen when his 9-to-5 is WordPress? It's going to blow all of our minds, I think. I'm really excited for him. I'm really excited for the team. Love all those guys over there. It's a win all around.
So I'm not privy to the deal, of course. It's not like I get a phone call asking, what do you think, before a moment like that. But I can tell you that I hope that not only the 9-to-5, but I hope the boys gave him a percentage, because I would work even harder if I knew that I had ownership in that organization. And so let's just pretend that that happened. If so, that company is going to do rather well for itself, because Chris has a lot of passion to give. He's got more than a human worth of passion in himself. So I think that anybody who gets the full brunt of Chris Lima's brilliance is going to have a great year. But again, I hope they're smart enough to have given him a percentage, because if not, this is going to be pretty cool. The next company is going to be amazing.
Man, I love it. This is exciting. Guys, let's move on to this week's bar tricks.
Let me show you a bar trick.
That's just terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
What'd you get yourself into, Chris? That's funny.
Brad, what do you got this week, buddy? I'm going to call you out.
You're going to call me out. All right. I actually have one. I didn't have one about 5 minutes ago, but one popped in my head. So one of our sites we've talked about a few times, which I actually really love, is Hooker. And it's actually called, just for Chris, because he probably doesn't know what to talk about, it's HOOKR.io, so hooks as in WordPress, hooks and code. But it's a great reference for hooks within WordPress. I met the developer, Chris Sanford, at New York this past weekend, and he filled me in on a little tip that I did not know, but they're actually indexing plugins now. So you can go to their site, hooker.io/plugins, and they're indexing the top, you know, there's a lot of plugins in there. I don't know how many. There's easily a few hundred. So you can go to, you know, WooCommerce, WordPress SEO, whatever it may be, and it will show you all the hooks available within that plugin. So you can easily see exactly how you can modify different elements of that plugin. All-in-one SEO, Kismet. I mean, it's the top ones for sure, but there's a big list. So as the developer of WordPress, which I am, this is a great resource. I mean, the fact that they now have plugins, and I know themes are coming as well, just makes this that much better. So check it out, hooker.io/plugins. You didn't think I had anything, did you, Dre?
Yeah, I really didn't. You caught me by surprise there for sure. Oh, boy. All right there, Mr. Brogan.
You're stalling because you don't have one yet, but now that Brad had That's a good happening. One, now you're That's like, I'm going to go get something. You know, I'm trying to toss up between – hi, Patrick O'Keefe. I'm trying to toss up between being self-serving and saying you ought to go check out bossfitmag.com, which is our cool fitness website and health for the busy business professional. So that's that plug. Or I'm going to reuse the Paul Budnitz one and say go to ello.co, ello.co. He says that all the major social networks, you are not the customer. The advertisers are the customer. Ello.co is the place where you should go and want to have conversations. It's invite only, but he seems like a nice guy. I'm sure he'll let you in eventually.
Dang, you guys are just mega gigabytes, son. That's crazy. I got nothing. But what I want to get into is Pressnomics and upcoming events. More importantly, Pressnomics, because today they actually opened up ticket sales, and last I checked, there were down under 130 or so tickets available for the entire event this January. So you need to go over to Pressnomics.com. You need to go get yourself a ticket so that you can come listen to me and everybody else speaking about awesome business stuff, WordPress related, next January. So Pressnomics.com, you need to go check it out. It's going to be awesome. So make sure to get over there today. Dang, a lot of other upcoming events that are just crazy. WordCamp LA, at least WordPress-related events there, Chris. You can tell us where you're heading next, of course. LA is happening September 5th through the 7th. I'll be moderating a panel on growing business. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to seeing the Southern California WordPress crew. That'll be fun. WordCamp Europe coming up September 27th through the 29th. Which I'm not sure if I'm going yet, but I'd really like to attend. It was great last year. This year it's going to be in Sofia, and a lot of the folks over SiteGround involved with organizing. It should be pretty fun. A new event I think you're going to, Brad, this year's Prestige Conference in October. Can you tell a little bit about that?
I'm not going, but I'll tell you about it. So it's a business kind of an event around the business of WordPress. The nice thing about it, it's also going to be live streamed. So if you're not able to attend, you can watch it at home, which I plan on doing. Lisa Say Wilson will actually be speaking there, so she'll be there in attendance. But I will certainly be doing the live stream, watching it from home.
Love it. Pressnomics 3 just announced ticket sales are open today. Not too much room left, so make sure to get your tickets. January 22nd to the 24th. Any upcoming events, Chris, that folks should be buying tickets for to come see you?
Crap, I don't know. I'm going to the podcast movement. That's in Dallas, like August something. Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. That one, August 15, 16, something like that. And then beyond that, you know, I will be announcing at some point soon a live event called the Owner's Path Training Camp, which is going to actually mix business and fitness and health all in one event and some pretty interesting ways. It'll be a little bit of, you know, we won't walk on fire like Tony Robbins, but we're going to, you know, hit the ball right down the middle. So it's going to be some fun. And you go to chrisbrogan.com/events to see the little sign up that says, let me know when that's coming. And that would probably be a smart move for you to make.
I love it. The last event I wanted to bring up, and this one I think you are going to, Brad, is East Meets Press in September. Yes. Of this year as well, so next month.
East Meets Press. It'll be a it's kind of a micro get-together. There's about 20 people, I think. We're renting a house on the beach and just kind of get together and do some biz dev. Just sit down and talk about WordPress business and how we can learn from each other and help each other, and it's going to be a nice kind of select group. It'll be a small crowd, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a few days, so I'll be there. I think Lisa Saban Wilson is going to be there as well. Dre, you should be there.
I will be.
I don't know if you're going
to
be there.
I will be on a boat heading to. So there's that.
Dre,
Chris, you're a beast. I love you to death. Where awesome. Should, you know, in fact, you're the definition of sharp, eloquent, and witty, my friend, if you open up the Webster's Dictionary. Where can folks find you?
Go to my very newly redesigned chrisbrogan.com, done by the nice man Rafal Tamal, because you're just going to want to wonder and woo at, you know, how pretty it looks. That's where.
Another beast. The guy's an animal. Awesome. He does awesome work, and your site is amazing. Man, thanks again to episode 54. Brad, where can people find you, brother?
You can definitely find me on Twitter, Williams BA.
Well, you can find me at Dre Maida. Life, business, like most anything, involves people, good people, and great community often help lead to successes in both life and business. How you interact and how you treat people will ultimately tie directly into those successes. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I stand by the premise that success revolves around three core things: people, process, and technology. It's hard to climb the highest of mountains if you're missing any of those. You'll find that as you're reaching the mountaintop of awesome, you'll likely reminisce on how you got there and the processes you established to keep you moving along the way. You'll brag about the cool tools and gear that saved you from falling more than once. But when the dust settles and the excitement clears, the people you helped up that mountain are the ones that you'll remember and the ones that will remember your journey together. Go find mountains, go reach awesome, and go do it with great people. Go do it for your community. For the Rad and Dread, I'm the Doctor. Thanks for joining us on episode 54 with Chris Brogan. We're out, baby. Booyah!
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus some new guest hosts next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast. Drad.